Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
From Team Hochberg, there's David Hochberg. Hi, David Hochberg.
Good morning.
John. How are you?
I'm tremendous, buddy. How you been?
I want to say this about your Saturday show. You come out of the gate with stuff. There's no lollygagging around. You have more guests, more information, more things going on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. than most of us do in a day. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much for that compliment. I appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things people are thinking about their houses right now. What is the status, Hawk? Last time you and I visited, we talked about the, what was it, forbearance, right?
Right. About 8-9 weeks ago, the hot topic that we talked about, wanted to get all of our listeners ahead of, was the opportunity to put their loan into forbearance, because we saw the tidal wave coming of unemployment claims, and we wanted to get the information into our listeners' hands that they can contact their lender, their servicer, that is the company that you write your, our listeners write their mortgage payments to, and request a forbearance, which give them up to a year's worth of deferment on their mortgage payment. The mortgage payment's still due, John, sometime in the future, but right now, while they're having economic challenges, they should put their loan, if they are having challenges due to COVID-19, to contact their servicer and request that.
Is that still in play? Can they still do that? Is that still advisable?
100%. I just talked to a divorced mother of three living in the northern suburbs. Just lost her $200,000 a year job 2 weeks ago. She called me to refinance, not thinking that she could use her severance. She's got another 3 or 4 months worth of severance coming, so she thought that you could use severance pay as income to refinance. But a lot of her listeners, we had a caller into the show last weekend who was furloughed and wanted to buy a home, and I had to explain to the young man, due to the fact that you're furloughed now, doesn't mean you have a job. But, you know, you're furloughed now, but your company that you're working for might not come out of this,
right?
So you might be furloughed forever. So a lot of misnomers out there. That's what we talk about. That's why I appreciate you having me on now, so I can answer all your listeners' questions, and this is what we do every Saturday. So this individual, this lady that I talked to, you know, one of our listeners, thought that she could use her severance to refinance, and she couldn't, so I strongly recommend. She had $40,000 worth of credit card debt. She had $150,000 second loan. She had a $320,000 first loan. She had $2,500 coming in from her ex that you could use to qualify for a mortgage, but that's not going to cover all of that financing. So I strongly recommended her to hang up for me and call her servicer immediately. She had a $3,000 mortgage payment, to start deferring that immediately, which she did. So I talked to her afterward, and she's in a much better position now after the call than she was before the call.
You know what's happening to those mortgage payments then, David? Are those, they're not being forgiven. You don't have a lump sum to pay after 6 months. Are they putting those on the back end of the mortgage?
That's where the confusion is right now within our mortgage space, right? Because it's not so much the bank, it's the servicer. Again, our listeners, they have gotten a college education on mortgages in the past 9 weeks. The servicer is the one that dictates the rules of what happens when you come out of forbearance, or when somebody's in forbearance and there's 40 million people, as we all know, out of jobs, and a lot of our brothers and sisters are hurting right now. So that's where the fog is still overhanging this market. I know that some servicers have already said, with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, that they are going to add, if you're in a 30-year fixed loan, 361 to 372 months, right, for the
right.
12 months that
right.
you're going to miss. There are other servicers who have said, we haven't made that final determination yet, and we might just modify our customers' loans. That's the challenge on the conventional space. FHA has already stated, which has taken a lot of pressure off the FHA market. FHA has already stated that they are going to give second loans behind the current first loans to all FHA homeowners that cannot afford to come up with the money. And let's face it, how many people are sitting flush with cash right now that are in forbearance and that are going to be able to come up with 6 months or 12 months worth of mortgage payment? Not very very many, if at all. So what FHA has already come out and stated, they will allow the servicer to put a secondary loan, like a home equity loan, if you will, behind the current first loan at 0% interest that will be paid off when you refinance or sell the home in the future, which has taken a lot of pressure off of our listeners that have FHA loans.
But just goes without saying, right? Better check before you before you ask for forbearance. Know what the terms are going to be, because I would hate to see somebody say, "Oh, good," but then 4 months from now, or 2 or 6 months from now, you owe all of those missed mortgage payments. If you don't get the money now, you're not going to have it in 4 months. And then you're not going to have 4 months worth of payments anyway.
Well, as I explained to this our listener, divorced mother of three young girls, okay, living in the northern burbs, I said, because she asked me the same thing, what's going to happen in 3 months if I don't have a job? Well, you're going to call your servicer back. Guy Conley stated you're going to call your servicer back, ask for another 3 months. And then I've got a letter that came out from Fannie Mae Freddie Mac, I'll be more than happy to share with you and all of our listeners, that clearly states that servicers have to give their borrowers up to 12 months worth of forbearance if they qualify. And all you have to do to qualify is you have to say, I lost my job to COVID-19. She lost a six-figure job.
Okay.
She's like, well, what about this? What about that? I said, worry about today, right?
Yeah, but, if I may, David, I don't care if it's 1 month or 12 months of forgiveness. To me, the question is, although the longer the better, but it's not forgiveness, it's forbearance. And if what's most important to me is, does that get added to the back of the loan, or is there a lump sum coming when the forbearance ends? That's the $64,000 question.
And they don't know, but right now, there's no way that the servicers are going to expect all of that lump sum. All right, I lived through 08 through 2011. Okay, I was right in the middle of it there. Yeah. And the government got involved. And they were like, the government shouldn't get involved. Here, let's just take a flashback. There were 700 to 900,000 people that lost their jobs in the 08 banking collapse. Okay, we're at 40 times that right now, okay? And when the government stepped in to help with the TARP, right, Troubled Asset Relief Program, and the HARP, Home Affordability Relief Program, people were screaming, this is ridiculous, let me tell you one thing. The federal government got all of that money back that they put on the street to save the housing market through 08 through 11 and made a ton of profit on those loans that they put out. So they put the fire out and calmed the market. And right now, something's going to happen, John. There's going to be a clarification. But if you're having challenges because you lost your job and you're looking for relief, and as I explained to this listener, this divorced lady, I said, let's worry about today. And let's worry about what's going to happen. They're going to modify your loan in one way, shape, or form. They're going to add months, in the future in one way, shape, or form. They're going to figure this out. They just don't know what they're going to do now. You have three babies at home that you have to take care of, and you need to keep them in that house because that's where you're at right now, and take the stress level down. She's a professional, right? White collar, C-corporate job. She's going to get a job when this thing comes out of it. She's already said she's been getting feelers out there coming in. When this thing turns around, we like to talk to you because everybody heard that she lost her job because she's well known in the industry that she's in. But you got to worry about today, John, and our listeners got to worry about today and get to tomorrow so you can get to next week, so you get to next month.
I guess. Right. Put out the first fire, but it's also interesting to me, and you probably see this more than anybody, how much money some people make, but how much debt some people carry, too. And you just wonder if, I know we should have learned this in 07 and 1929.
Well, we did.
But I mean,
John, we did learn it in 07, 08. And what happened was the credit card balances between 08 and 2011, 2012 dropped tremendously.
Ah.
Then we forgot.
Oh.
Okay, and then we got fat and lazy, as we normally do as Americans, and we started going crazy again. And then the credit card debt today exceeded where it was in 08. And that's putting even more pressure on our listeners and
the
homeowners.
Student loans. I believe student debt is over $1 trillion, and I think
that's ridiculous.
That's not unlike what the mortgages were that were outstanding when the real estate market burst.
It's over over $1.3 trillion. You know, our good friend Ray Kaplan, who we both know and respect because she's phenomenal, we're sending her at least three of our borrowers a week, John, $50,000 to $250,000 of student loans. They're freaking out, and rightly so. They don't know what to do. So Ray's done an amazing job helping them and getting our listeners feedback on the ground, trying to recalibrate all of that nonsense, because it's out there. I mean, the average person is carrying between $50,000 and $80,000 of student loan that we're seeing just on the credit reports that we're pulling. It's scary. Scary.
It's 1125, David Hochberg, 56david.com from Team Hochberg's on the phone. You can hear him Saturdays at 10. A couple of callers for you, David. Let's start with Barbara. You're on WGN. Barbara, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. First of all, I love you both, so
thanks
for helping me out.
Sure.
I have a house in California that I recently refied, so I'm not worried about that. And then my primary residence is in Wisconsin. I want to put the house in California on forbearance and refi the house in California. Is anybody going to turn a funky eye at me, or is that going to work? Can I do that?
So you want to put the house in California in forbearance and refinance it while it's in forbearance?
No. I want to refinance my primary residence and put my secondary residence in forbearance. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I would wait.
My primary residence is Wisconsin. That's the house I want to refinance. Will they let me if my secondary residence in California is in forbearance?
Probably not. Okay, so I would wait to refinance the house in Wisconsin. I'd get the house in Wisconsin refinanced ASAP. Rates are back down to record lows. To all of our listeners, contact a mortgage professional of your choice to get going on that. Don't wait on that. So I would wait to put it into in California, and I'd get Wisconsin done quick is what I would do. Okay, because we can refinance. I know this isn't your question, but I'm sure other listeners have this question. We can refinance a home that's in forbearance. We just need that borrower to bring their loan current before we can proceed and close on that loan. So,
you
know, some people...
Did you lose your income, Barbara?
Yeah, understood. Now, that was a great answer. I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Did you lose your income, Barbara?
I did, but, you know, I feel like a jerk because we have plenty of money to make this payment, but I kind of want the benefit of not having to make it for 3 months, you know?
Yeah, that makes David Hochberg, I believe, very angry. He doesn't think that you should be doing that.
Because back in the day, listen, people have to do what they should do. Okay, and I can't tell you how many of our listeners, John, felt real comfortable, and then all of a sudden it's Friday, there's a meeting at lunchtime, and everybody's gone. Okay, so, and a lot of our listeners have heard those horror stories over the past 8-9 weeks, and they're going into, and I understand why, right? And I'm not mad at anybody. I understand they're freaked out, and they don't know if their job's going to be there, and they just want to go into a defensive
If I may,
position.
Barbara did say she did lose her income. She just says she has enough finances that she could still pay on the house, but if those rules are in place and she did lose income, forbearance is an option for her.
Then, absolutely, 100%.
You make your own decision there, Barbara.
Yeah,
no, I appreciate the guidance. At least clears it up, because that's at least consistent with what I've heard from another mortgage broker. So I'm just kind of crossing all I's and T's here.
Got it. Okay, Barbara. Thanks for the call.
Good luck, Barbara.
I got about a minute and a half left here, David.
Yeah.
Rates are back down, huh?
Yeah, rates are back down to where they were, John, at the beginning of March, and there was a run to the door, and then the banks got loaded up in a week. You know, all of those loans have worked their way through the system. Special shout out, if your listeners have an FHA loan and they're still paying PMI on the FHA loan and they have a secure job and they want to take a look at getting maybe into a conventional loan, now's a great time to do that. There's still a lot of our listeners out there looking to buy homes and getting pre-qualified. We have more pre-qualifications in our system right now than we ever had because of the low rates, and a lot of our listeners are taking advantage of that. So if you're looking to buy a home, you know, you could buy a lot more of a home with the rates being in the mid threes and low threes as they are today than you could a year ago when they were in the mid fours. So the market's fluid. The market will figure this out, and we'll be here to give all of our listeners the information they need to get through it, buddy.
All right, we'll listen for you tomorrow morning. Today's Friday, right, David?
Yes, I'm all mixed up too, brother. I brought the garbage out yesterday when I shouldn't have, and yeah, so it's been out there. I apologize to my neighbors for bringing it out early. So I get dirty like you're not supposed to bring the garbage can out early. Like, back off! I thought it was Thursday.
I'm usually the guy that hears the garbage truck coming down the street and go, "Oh crap!" and I jump out of bed,
run out there.
My PJs. But you'll be on tomorrow morning then at 10 a.m. There's only two times now, David. There's nighttime and dark time. Daytime and light.
Yes.
It's day and light.
Amen, buddy.
We'll hear you tomorrow morning at 10.
All right. Have a great weekend, brother.